Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, Achievement Night's going around as we cross over from the 4-H seasons to the new ones, and Achievement Night in Franklin County is what you're going to highlight this morning.
That's right, and you nailed it. This is kind of the last celebration of our previous year before we fully roll into our new year. And so we had a great evening last Wednesday at the OMA. Thank you to the OMA for hosting us that evening. We had great fellowship and we had breakfast for supper. It was good seeing all the 4-H'ers as they've rolled into their fall a little bit and get to celebrate and wrap up the last end of the year. So we got to celebrate kids that received their achievement pin. There's a series of achievement pins that you go through. There's a series of achievement pins that you go through. I always like to compare it to Boy Scouts. The ultimate achievement that you can get in Boy Scouts is the Eagle Scout. The ultimate prize for 4-H'ers is the Key Award. So they have to work through this series, just like the Boy Scouts have to work through badges to ultimately get their Key Award. Congratulations to all of those that received their series in their achievement pins. I'm going to highlight just some special awards. I'm going to start with our record book winners and work through those and then share a couple of special awards that were given out on Wednesday night. So I'm always so proud of all the 4-H'ers that turn in a record book. There's a lot of different things pulling at these kids' attention, and I really want to applaud the attention to detail in their project of turning in a record book. So I want to highlight those. So in the junior division, this is our junior division, Thane Shepherd was first in beef. Claire Ray and Isley Smith were first and second in bucket calf. Alisa Fields and Amelia Crawford were first and second in dairy goat. Thane Shepherd was first in entomology. Amelia Crawford and Cadence Grant was first in fiber arts. Amelia Crawford and Riley Harold were first and second in food and nutrition. Jolie Shepherd was first in horticulture. Winnie Dunbar was first in horse. Amelia Crawford and Thatcher Fields were first and second in meat goats. Alisa Fields and Amelia Crawford were first and second in performing arts. Cadence Grant was first in pets. Alisa Fields and Thane Shepherd were first and second in photography. Amelia Crawford and Isley Smith were first and second in poultry. Amelia Crawford was first in rabbit. Amelia Crawford was first in reading. Fox Hawk was first in self-determine. Alisa Fields and Jolie Shepherd were first and second in shopping and style. Fox Hawk and Carson James were first and second in STEM. Jordy Dryling was first in swine. Alisa Fields and Amelia Crawford were first and second in vet science. Amelia Crawford and Thatcher Field were first and second in visual arts. And Alisa Nice and Thane Shepherd were first and second in woodworking. So congratulations to all those juniors. In the intermediate division, we had Ella Stinson receiving first in beef. Grayson Dunbar receiving second. Landon Taylor receiving first in computer science. Lila Crawford receiving first in dairy goats. Natalie Behrens receiving first in entomology. Lila Crawford and Natalie Behrens receiving first and second in fiber arts. Tyler Oberle and Lila Crawford receiving first and second in food and nutrition. Finley Harold and Natalie Behrens receiving first and second in horticulture. Elizabeth Myers receiving first in horse. Lathan Crawford and Lila Crawford receiving first and second in poultry. Max Harold receiving first in self-determine. Lathan Crawford receiving first in shooting sports. Evelyn Flory receiving first in swine. Lila Crawford receiving first in vet science. Lila Crawford and Natalie Behrens receiving first and second in visual arts. Lathan Crawford receiving first in wildlife. And Jack Stryling and Lathan Crawford receiving first and second in woodworking. And then we round off with our seniors. So the seniors have the opportunity to take these on to a district and a state competition. And at the if they win that state competition, they get a trip to Atlanta, Georgia to go to a national conference there. So it's a kind of a cool thing. And there's some other opportunities for 4-H'ers if they win that ultimate division of state that they can be involved in. So Food and Nutrition was Wyatt Oberle. First in Meat Goat was Ian Kramer. Mara Dreiling, first in Poultry. Wyatt Oberle, first in Rabbit. And Visual Arts, Levi Barron. So congratulations to all those 4-H'ers. And then just some special awards that I want to recognize just real quick that we give out at the very end of the year that's kind of special are the I Dare You Awards. This is a leadership award for the older 4-H'ers. They have to be part of the leadership project and be recognized for their leadership in the county. And so Ian Kramer and Mara Dreiling received the I Dare You Award in Franklin County. The Petrowski Award is kind of special and near and dear to my house, my heart. I grew up with Eric Petrowski and can remember the light that he was within his community. And it was a very sad when he passed away at a very young age from an illness. And so Marty and Dave Petrowski always come forward and give out the award. And so the winner of that award was Emma Cameron. Congratulations to her. And then the last award that I really want to highlight is the Gwen Hayward Award. This is a special award that we give out to someone that, again, exemplifies that leadership. And that was given out to Ella Simpson. So congratulations to her. So, again, a really great evening, and there were other awards. I'm not mentioning them all here on the radio because we'd be here just for a little while, but I just wanted to kind of highlight some of the specialty awards that we give out. So congratulations to all those 4-H'ers, and we look forward to another great year in the 4-H program.
A lovely night of achievements and recognizing the people who deserve to be recognized. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal.